Hey, welcome to First You Hustle, the professional and career advice talk show. I'm your host, Jordan Bell, and we're going to continue our summer series. If you tuned in the last couple of weeks, you noticed I'm not alone in the studio. Back with me is Eli Van Sickle. Eli?
Hello, hustlers. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, how you doing?
You're doing great. I'm glad that this is the summer thing. Summer music, music festivals. There's a tie-in there that I like.
Yeah, you know, I kind of like to let the hair down a little bit in the summer and just kind of let it flow. I think it's a good way. And as we've been doing the last couple of weeks, this has been a good way, a good vehicle for talking about, you know, getting out there, doing what you want to do, kind of making the most of your vocation, your purpose, whatever that thing is that you're doing out there. Yeah. Music is a great way to kind of spark that conversation.
It's a great way to spark that conversation. There's a lot of, you know, there's a song about every feeling and every thought anybody has ever had. And yeah, like you said, I like to let what's left of my hair down during the summer as well.
Pasando frío, quiero tener el rock on the floor, go on right now, no need that all in
Sorry, a little Lobos to get us going, I think, is an appropriate way to start.
Yeah, they're one of my all-time favorite bands. I'm so glad you picked this off of the playlist.
Well, you know, they just rock. I think, like, anytime I've heard them, and I'm not a big follower, so I don't know their whole catalog, but every time they kind of pop up under my radar, I'm just like, these guys really like what they're doing, and they just kind of, like...
They go hard, yeah. Too. Like, they're not what you'd expect. They're in their 70s now, I think. They've been playing and touring for 50 years, and they're not one of the most famous bands in the world. They just are workhorses. They do their job. They go to work. They pump out a great album every year and a half or two, and they just continue to make really great stuff. And that song, I wish I understood Spanish, because all I know is the title is More and More.
You know, and I think, and we'll get into a little bit of a theme here, but I think it's kind of this idea of like let's get going, and like there's more to do.
Oh, yeah.
There's like, you know, there's always things that we're kind of that are there to be tackled. And there's also something with the maybe lyrics even aside, just about the like the tempo and the energy of the song, where it's not a fast tempo song, mm-hmm. but it kind of pumps you up.
It's absolutely one of my go-to pump up songs, because it's like it's got that drive behind it. I always like when a really kick butt rock and roll act has a horn section. Because there's something about combining the electric instruments and the brass instruments that just punches you in the face.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a nice cup of coffee. It wakes you up, and, you know, it's got that driving sensation that I think you all need if you're going to stay on the hustle.
That's very true. And, yeah, horns and rock and roll, we need to bring that back.
Yeah.
The saxophone solo in a rock and roll song is just like, where did it go? Although, I think it's coming back a little bit. I've started to hear in some alternative songs, and now I wish I had examples, because that'd be great to play. But, like, I've heard a couple of recent songs that's like, oh, you're bringing back the sax solo.
Yeah.
Ironically.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's always exciting when I encounter a current day act where they seem to blend and mix the genres, and they're more interested in the aesthetic. They're more interested in the combination of choices than they are in fitting into one specific genre. And that's how I've always viewed Los Lobos. They're trying to make a sound that's interesting to them, a song that they just like, regardless of whether it necessarily fits cleanly into a genre.
Right. Yeah. They're kind of, they do their own thing. And it's like, I've known of this band maybe all of my life. They always kind of pop up and they seem timeless. I'm not surprised they're in their 70s because of just how long I know them, but their sound hasn't necessarily, like, they haven't, like, pivoted to the trends. They're not like, oh, no, we got to do this now, or we got to do that because that's the in thing to do.
No, I really admire them as a, you know, in terms of my creative endeavors, my artistic endeavors, because they're not going to be pigeonholed. And it's sometimes I have to remind myself that that's okay. It's okay to try a lot of different things. It's okay to focus on photography this week and then go back to practicing guitar next week. Like, it's okay. All of it is good and all of it is exciting.
Yeah, and it's dictated by you, not by the trend that you see out there. Oh, I got to chase this thing because that's what everybody else is doing.
I thought for so long that, like, I need to focus on one artistic pursuit that I'm interested in because that's the only way I'm going to possibly make a living in it or a career at it, or that's the only way I'll be able to market it to others or others will find value in it. And eventually I just stopped trying to chase that because I realized I wasn't going to make a living in it. I wasn't going to, you know, ever be that marketable to other people. So it's like, I might as well just spend the rest of my time doing what I like and do all of it.
Absolutely. And you might see those things that you're, oh, I'm going to try this out and that out as tangents, but it's usually those tangents that end up being a pathway to getting connected to someone or finding you know, an opportunity in a certain area that you weren't expecting. So
it's really just, you know, it's getting away from that linear thinking of life itself, like the idea that one of these tangents will take me off of the path. No, it's just a different path in a big maze that eventually you reconnect with other paths and, you know, various path imagery and...
Yeah, webs. It's like, there's no... I've heard so many analogies of, like, it's a kind of like a tree, but then, like, the tree branches don't come back, and it is kind of like a web, but maybe it's not as symmetrical.
I'm just going to start reciting Robert Frost right now. Two roads. Okay.
But, you know, it's true. It's like you don't know what's going to get you to your destination, and you just got to explore all these different ways, and everybody's story is so different and unique, you can't replicate what someone else is
doing. Yeah, you just got to go for it, right? Just don't just stand there. Do something.
That's a great transition.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoop! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Yeah. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. Sinora, she's a sensation, the reason for aviation. And fellas, you got to watch it. When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body in time. Heist those skirts a little higher. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Off the chimney, jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa! Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake your body line. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Dance, 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 Sinora. Dance it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Sinora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. And when she gets the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Oh! Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora.
Jump in the line. So if you didn't get I hope you didn't get out of your seat because you might be driving. But if you
just get your, right, right.
Your body moving a little bit on the last one.
Don't jump out of your car to jump in the line.
That's right. Don't stop your car to get out and dance.
Right.
Unless you're in a parking lot.
Do the you know, the neck dancing or the shoulder dancing. That's something you can do in your car.
But you know, I think with this one, thematically, as we get into the playlist, we'll see kind of the theme coming in here, which is like a lot of times with work, especially with creative work, there's a lot of thinking that goes into it. There's a lot of preparation. I think a lot of people, especially if you're a hobbyist, there might be a lot of acquisition of things. That's always a fun, like getting new equipment or tools or, you know, but then at some point you just got to do the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I can definitely identify with that, you know, getting into the theory of it all, like whether it's thinking about the equipment, the tools, playing with the toys, or it's just like, I'm someone who's always been very, like, lived in his head, and, you know, been a bit of an overthinker. And so getting into a habit where I'm just strategizing about what I have to do or what I want to do, sometimes that has prevented me from actually starting to do it.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and sometimes, too, I think that there can be a satisfaction from the planning that feels like you accomplished something.
It feels like yeah, definitely. And that's, you know, not just with creative projects. That's with, like, household chores for me.
Yeah, you know? I planned it out, so that's good enough, but the thing didn't get done. So,
yeah. You know. Honestly, it happened, the most egregious version of that I can think of happened during the pandemic. I was like, because, you know, as all of us experienced, it was really hard. And then eventually it got to the point where a lot of people I knew were going on regular, making a point to go on walks every day or spend time outdoors or, you know, walk their dogs twice instead of once a day. And I was like, well, I can drive around and then I'm outside.
Yeah.
And so that was like all I, you know, for a while, that was all I could get myself to do. And, you know, but it's so incredibly easy to say, okay, this satisfies that.
Right. Yeah. Check the box and it's over. Was there something, I think the pandemic was a moment for, I think, and I think I speak for most people. I'm going to generalize
because
a lot of people accomplished a lot over the pandemic and they actually did something new. But I think for most of us, when we first found out there's going to be all this time we have, we had this list of these are things we want to do, and then we didn't do any of them.
Yeah, well, and
what was on your list?
I thought I was going to exercise more, that sort of thing. I tried organizing. I have a theater background, so I tried organizing like a lot of Zooms where I would get friends together and read plays, or I wanted to write my own play, and I did some of that, but like. There was that point in the pandemic where I realized that I felt a sense of shame because I wasn't learning how to bake sourdough bread or, you know, like I wasn't using a worldwide epidemic that altered civilization as an opportunity to develop skills. Mm-hmm. And that was something that I had to become okay with. And I feel like just now that it's feels like it's in such a distant past, but it was only a couple of years ago. I feel like sometimes I have to remind myself that it's okay to reflect on the fact that that actually did happen, that time of my life, and how it had long lasting consequences. It was not just a thing where, okay, we all went back to work and the switch flipped and that was it. Like, right. I'm still feeling the mental and physical health long-term effects from it. And so I feel like we've sort of gotten away from that. We're trying to ignore that as a society. But
yeah, it's an interesting to reflect on that time because it is an opportunity where there are things going on globally that we have no control over. And so what else can we do but to do some kind of new hobby or learn something new? And so I think there's a lot of realization that there's this opportunity, but it was also kind of, you know, and it's not traumatic in the acute way of like something severe happening to you, but it's a kind of underlying trauma of like, there's a lot of uncertainty and there's a lot of scary things going on. And after, you know, everything kind of reopened and we were back on campus, I asked students this question because we were doing storytelling and I asked them, what did you do? What did you get into over the pandemic. A lot of them talked about replaying childhood video games, you know, rewatching old movies. You know, I hadn't skateboarded in a few years, so I got my skateboard out. And I think a lot of us went back to things that we were comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we rewatched a lot of old, you know, TV series, or I got my Super Nintendo out and replayed some games on that. And it's like, I think a lot of us were just kind of subconsciously like, this is comfortable and reminds me of a familiar time, so I'm going to do that.
A safe time.
Yeah. But now that we're back, I kind of have a realization that those opportunities to do new things, like, take them. Like, do, like I feel more comfortable trying new things now.
Yeah. Well, it's like all of it is, all of it can be a thing. Like, you can acknowledge the long-term mental and physical effects of a worldwide pandemic. You can realize what your limitations are for one reason or another. You know, maybe you don't have the financial resources to engage in all the professional development opportunities that you see other people engaging in. Or maybe you have an underlying health condition that prevents you from doing this, the kind of work that you really want to do in the way that you want to do it. But what other choice do you have than to figure out, okay, what can I do? Like, what other choice do you have than to just, okay, this is what I can't do. These are my limitations. It's okay to acknowledge that. It's okay to feel the feelings. But also just think about, okay, what am I going to get up and do?
Yeah, exactly. That's, I think, where that song, Jump in the Line, that might be on people's minds because of a recent movie trailer that just dropped.
Sure.
But I think that the conga line is going, you know, and you got to be a part of it. And at some point, you just got to, like, jump in and do it and kind of think about what are the things that will help me get in there and not think about what are the barriers that are preventing me.
Yeah, and that particular song, you know, is so, it always gives me so much joy whenever it plays. It just feels like a joyful song. And there's, and it, in a roundabout way, it can be a reminder that it's not necessarily always a burden to jump in the line, to do something. Like, sometimes you can find actual just pure joy in just getting up and going for it.
Absolutely. And if you didn't get the message from Harry, our friend James is going to put a little bit more bluntly.
Ow! Ow! Woo! Twist up! I'm back. Get up off of that thing and dance to you, you better. Get up off of that thing and dance to you, sing it now. Get up off of that thing and dance to you, you better. Get up off of that thing and try to release that pressure. Get up off of that thing and shake to you, you better. Get up off of that thing and shake to you, say it now. Get up off of that thing and shake to you, you better. Get up off of that thing and try to release that pressure. Get up off. Good God. So good. Get up off of that thing and shake to you, you better.
Talk about horn sections. I love that. Leave it to James Brown to have the definitive horn section of anything in the history of music.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think from his voice, you instantly know it's James Brown. But I think if you just played the soundtrack, the instrumental,
yeah,
you would know these are James Brown horns.
He was a kick butt producer. Like, he doesn't get enough credit for, like, putting the bands together and being a band leader and putting the show together. Like, he's not, you know, that much of a singer when you think about it. He's a showman. He's a star. He's the centerpiece, but he had so many great moving parts around him that showcased him, but were great on their own as well.
That's a really good kind of point to highlight, is that often, especially in creative work, objective talent is just such a small part of the, like, how good you actually are at singing or doing the thing is of less importance than how well you can organize it, bring things together, bring it to market, you know, have people interested in what you're doing, enjoy what you're doing. And so, yeah, I think with James Brown and with a lot of other musicians, but also actors and filmmakers and anyone who's doing storytelling, we kind of see the presence of them when they are, you know, speaking to us. But there's a lot going on behind the scenes. It's like, oh, this person, they really made this happen. They're a hard worker.
Yeah, well, and there's a time in every artist's life, that there's a time in every actor's life when they realize they're not going to play Hamlet. Right. There's a time in every singer's life when they realize they're not going to necessarily be James Brown. But you can still make the art. You can still be great at it, supporting other people. And I've found that sometimes in my own projects, like, I find the most fulfillment if I create them in the name of supporting other people.
Absolutely. We're going to have to leave it there. We're right out of time.
So, oh, good join Lord.
Us. Next week, we're going to get into the second half. I didn't even get through half of the playlist, so we got more to come.
We got next week. You got to come back next week. Cliffhanger.
Yes. The exciting conclusion of First You Hustle. Thanks for tuning in.